Eli.
We are out of executive session, and we are back in regular session with a staff departmental update from Road and Bridge. Randy?
Morning, gentlemen. The first item I want to talk about is the bridge at Pro Tem Cedar Creek that we opened bids on. And Ron wanted to sit on that because he's getting inquiries on that also.
Ron, you want to come up and join us? Go ahead, sir.
We received just one bid each for three items of the bridge itself, one bid for the slab beam section, one bid for the steel reinforcing, and then one bid for the lifting and setting of the slab beams, which in our plans calls for a certain cubic yardage of concrete, and I was trying to inquire from Great River at what amount of cubic yards these slab beams incorporate into the bridge as to how much the piers, where I can put an estimated cost to the piers, but I haven't got a return call yet, but I will get that. I guess the next item is...
Hold it before you leave there.
Okay.
Have you got a total cost? I know you said you're calling Great River to see what that percentage of cubic feet of the piers is going to be.
Right.
Okay, do you have a total cost of what it's going to cost the county to put that bridge in?
I had an estimated cost of $130,000 to build a structure of that type.
Of which $10,000 is reimbursable?
Yes.
Okay. Is that counting it? Counting the $10,000 from FEMA, or is
no.
that with...
No, that's just an estimated...
Put the bridge...
Put a bridge there and then deduct the $10,000 from FEMA.
Randy, I've looked at everything that I can possibly think of that would solve this problem, because it came in way more. I mean, I'm sure that you thought it did, or I did, whenever
well.
That was. But we have these big, tankers that are actually railroad cars that are sold in a company in Oklahoma, and we got a brochure on it to send them through to counties for to look at for these things. They range anywhere from 6 to 10 feet tall, and I think those things run anywhere from $9,000 to $15,000 a piece. We can take a totally different approach to this thing and use those and use a cover fill type situation to get the problem solved, or we can put the bridge in. No matter what we do, we need a bridge across there, and the idea of the cost is going to be from what we went out for bid for, or to do this structure with big tanks.
And while we're putting your bridge in, it has to be realigned, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's going to be a plus if we can realign it. The bridge, as it's designed here, is for a 50-year sort of flood event. Depending on how many of these tanks we put in there, or that type, would be considered like big culverts, big steel, a railroad car type deal, would have to be enough of them to be almost as equal opening across there as the bridge would be, but it wouldn't be able to handle the amount of water that you would still have to have water going across.
Overflow.
You would still, well, the bridge is designed as a low water structure too. So,
Randy, that estimate you gave me approximately 130,000. Would that include the approaches and everything?
That includes the structure itself, and basically the approaches. There's not a whole lot of earthwork or fill or any of that to
just
do.
To realign. So, there's not that much.
No,
that's why the realignment's there, Jim.
Well, so I didn't know
we were
doing
away
right.
with that. If we were going to fix the approaches or anything too. So.
Right. I mean, we'll be fixing the approaches, but there's not a great deal of fill. Actually, virtually no fill.
I can tell you, this is a capital improvement. This is one of those things that why we have a reserve in Road and Bridge. I think it's one of those things that's critical enough that we need to move forward. I mean, it's $10,000, but it's better than zero. It's more important to get the improvement. We have the funds for these type of investments into the county. So I think we should move forward with it.
Well, I was also looking at a couple of different options within the budget without going that way.
No, we need to. That's what the reserves are for, is for capital right. improvements. That's really what they are. And we skimmed your budget pretty good. I remember us going through it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we cut culverts and everything else.
Let me ask one quick question.
Okay.
Is the best solution to do the bridge?
The best solution would be the structure. The culverts, the tank idea would work and would work great, but basically with a stream this size, you're going to have several of them across there to handle a lot of water, and actually the bridge would handle more water with...
Because it had the overflow.
The culverts would be cheaper because of the overflow.
Yeah.
The bridge would be the best solution here.
We need to do this, Dan.
Motion to approve the bridge.
Second.
Yeah.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the bid as presented and approve the construction of this bridge.
Okay.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Can I bring up, I know you may have a list, but there's a few things. 76 and T Highway.
Yes.
I really want to have that conversation. Obviously, the bids came in higher with one responder. Do you remember, and you may have had some conversation with MoDOT, and Dean and I are making some assumptions, but didn't MoDOT agree a 50-50 split no matter what the cost is?
Yeah.
So they're willing to go the extra money.
With Linda also, it was a 50-50 split, even if it was a cost overrun. Both county and MoDOT share in the cost overrun or even underrun is still just 50-50 right down the middle.
The question for you is, how much is the total overrun? This budget, you remember what we budgeted?
I don't know what the estimated cost. I don't remember if I ever heard what an estimate.
You mean what Coon Creek was an estimate?
No, what did the bid come in at?
$438.
Okay, but I show.
But that's for two intersections. That was the whole thing at Coon Creek.
No, I'm
no, this
talking about for.
This is for the bid came in at $438, right?
Yeah.
And I show. Didn't we estimate $400?
No, we estimated $230. It's almost $250. Is what we estimated, Jim.
So we were going to pay $125, and now we're going to have to come up with
$200,000.
I'm telling you, this is one of those things I think we got to do. I would rather get it done now versus rebid.
One of the reason part of it, and in talking with Linda, is because the project isn't very big. They probably doesn't have any other work in the area, and they're going to have to phase it in so they don't have to close either T Highway or 76.
It's
so that just elevates the cost of it. But yeah.
Didn't our Transportation Advisor Board, along with MoDOT, I mean, to reiterate what Danny said earlier, this was designated one of the most dangerous intersections that haven't been addressed in the county.
They had it in their sights earlier, but beans were going ahead with it. They
dropped it.
We don't have to do the evaluation on this because we were already moving forward with planning.
My concern is because of the length of the construction, because of the way they're going to have to do it, I don't want to delay it to a point where this may slip 90 more days and... I mean, this may be getting work done in the fall or the winter. I mean, I'd rather have it the summer to enjoy it, if it's possible.
Well, if we rebid, it's definitely going to push it back. But now, we did have three bidders when we bid the Coon Creek.
It didn't.
APAC was one of them, but we had two other bidders on that. And I don't,
yeah, boys, I don't, APAC didn't bid on this.
Yeah.
I just don't want to. My problem is, it's a disadvantage. It's a common problem we have with purchasing. I mean, the other guys now know what the bid is. That's
right,
the first thing. Should we penalize that first vendor who actually submitted a bid?
I
I am.
I'd feel different about it, Jim, if it was a.
Dean, I'm, you know, not to say your accuracy, but I had notes that we thought this intersection may go as much as $500,000. $250,000 was our share, I thought. Andy, do you remember?
Well, I mean, was that making it a multi-lane?
Yeah.
When they were talking about making a multi-lane, that would. But all they're doing is adding a turn lane, aren't we?
Turn lane on both sides, though. We're adding a turn lane both directions. I mean, it's.
So it's basically just adding a lane on one side, and I think they were talking about more improvements.
All the conversation we had with Great River was it was to look like the same type of intersection that we had at Coon Creek.
Basically, a turning lane in the turning lane from one direction and a deceleration lane on the other side. So I mean, basically, right. We're adding a lane on each side. Yes.
The westbound would have a deacceleration right-hand turn lane. Mm-hmm. All it would have, and you still have the left-hand turn lane coming. All extend the left-hand turn lane down.
What was the amount that it came back? The cost?
Four.
It's four.
38.
Something like that.
Look at.
Over 220.
This is a MoDOT issue that this county's trying to solve.
Right.
We've done this in other locations, but it was always a shared cost. The V Highway project was a 50-50, but we've not lost a life there since that intersection or that dip has been filled in, whereas we were averaging fatalities and serious injury in that location for years. We stepped up to the plate, got it done. I'm almost feel the same way about this intersection as I did the dip there at the V Highway project. I don't like the idea that we cannot get response from our friends at MoDOT who've helped us in other situations to step up to the plate. I guess it's all a financial matter, but as for it's when I consider the lives that are in jeopardy that live on T Highway and the people that use that road, well, I'm willing to go ahead and try to get it done. Somebody gets hurt between now and the time we make a decision or go back out to bid, I'm going to feel terrible about it.
Well, I mean, we're kind of arguing over $75,000 and some time, and the reality is I'd rather, same with you, I'd rather just say, let's fix it, get it done. MoDOT's still saying they'll do 50-50. It could change by the time this thing gets rebid. I mean, MoDOT's fragile, so.
Here's the deal, Jim. Let's throw the ball back in their court because they may decide that they can't even do that for the 4th.
And maybe that's the reason, but I really think we just need to.
I think they're putting the pressure on us to make a decision on a 50-50 split, but do you need it in the form of a motion to go ahead and accept this bid and then we'll pitch it back to MoDOT?
I think we should.
Well, that's what I'm going to do then.
Okay.
It's it.
So you're.
And we guess we're going to do it under safety and.
Once again, it's.
There's two things. I think from the. Not the perception, but because of the safety issue. And number two, is this not one of the priorities of our transportation?
Yeah, number one.
Number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you make your motion then that under the auspices of safety and because this is one of our top priorities.
From the Transportation Board.
From the Transportation Board.
That's the way I'll make the motion. You're going to repeat it anyway. That's the way I'm going to make the motion.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to move forward and accept the quote for the repairs on Route 76 and T Highway as presented.
For a 50-50 cost share.
For 50-50 cost share with MoDOT based upon the fact that this is one of, and is it called, it's not TCAD.
It's TCTAB.
TCTAB's priorities, as well as the safety factor that's involved. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Randy, this morning at public comment, Castle Rock Road was brought up. Can you give us some, shed some light on that?
Please.
Yes, Castle Rock Road. There's actually, we have two of these roads not too far apart, close area, that are unique, and there are two low areas that with a great amount of rainfall will flood the roads to where it makes them impassable. Castle Rock is one of these roads. The other road is Church Camp Road. And I've been approached by the residents on both these roads to see if at some point in time we can put fill to raise the roads to prevent this from happening. They basically, when we get rainfalls like we had in 08, both these roads flooded, and back in 2011 had the same thing. And we showed this to FEMA because there was no surface damage to the existing street. It didn't qualify for any improvements or changes. So,
any idea on what the cost is for either of those roads?
Basically, cost would be just our forces putting fill in, raising the elevation at least 2 to 3 feet on each one of these roads to get the road elevation up to where it wasn't
what
flooded.
What distance would that elevation be?
One of them, we're looking at least 800-900 feet on both roadways.
It'll be more than that, Randy. So,
probably 5 or 6 feet, you think?
The reason I say that is because the fill that we put in is going to take up the capacity of the water that's being
displaced.
He made a statement this morning that it was 48 inches deep there whenever he took his tractor across it. So these are large sinkholes.
Right.
Or 42 or 48 is what he said.
If this, Randy, just from curiosity here, let's say we had to raise it 6 feet. Let's just say 6 feet is the number we're going to raise it. Mm-hmm. Is that something that if we said do it today, it could be done before May 1st?
With other projects upcoming, I don't know if we could get it done before May 1st.
Well, the reason I'm asking is the rainy season's coming.
Rainy season's coming.
The Corps of Engineers has made it clear the lake is 9 feet fuller than it was a year ago at this point. So I'm not saying anything except that if we're going to do it, we do it now versus we could wait till, you know,
well, the height of the elevation, as long as we could keep it within our existing easement, which I think we have 50 feet, so that would allow us, it wouldn't allow for ditches, but it would basically be building a dike through there. I mean, if we started on it now, yeah, we could have it done before May 1st. Are some of our scheduled maintenance surface work might have to be delayed a little bit, but, I mean, we could delay that.
You tell me. Those are questions I want to know.
There may have to be some property evaluation done there as far as when we add the fill, the water is going to go somewhere.
It is.
And it's going to go over on these pieces of property that now probably don't have the problem. So we're going to have to discuss that. Well, that's going to have to be something we have to look at.
Would you want to rather just have Randy go do some more research on it and come back to us?
I mean, I guess we could, but we've looked. I mean, I've looked at both these locations, and Randy,
it's your area. I've pulled up topos, and basically, if we put the fill in there, the water is just going to spread out whatever amount of fill we put
right in.
It's just going to add that amount to it. We're going to put a pipe there, but the water is just going to stay there until it recedes. I mean, there's no place for it to go.
No, you can't even ditch
both
it out.
Both locations are the same way. There's nothing to do with the water. It all depends on the amount of rainfall is how deep it's going to get.
It should have been took into consideration when we took the roads in.
Okay.
The one is built, well, they're both going to basically subdivisions, more than one house on the road.
Right.
Yeah. So, There's something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
How do you want to, what action do you want to give her back to Randy?
Well,
besides from raising it, what state of repair are those roads in?
The roads are basically not too bad a road, other than they're both chip seal roads.
Yeah, they're good shape. We chip sealed that Castle, White Castle or Castle?
Castle Rock.
Castle Rock.
I mean,
Rock
Castle.
Road.
Yeah.
Where is that road?
One's off Old Highway and the other one.
It's off Old Highway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where Castle is. Church Camp is right here, but White River Association runs back toward Jim Russell's, toward the tower.
And there probably have to be some easement bought on the one of them or donated one for these problems, is what I'm guessing. They're going to have to approach the citizens there about some easement.
I would be interested in knowing if the individuals that are pursuing these repairs would be willing to sign off on the fact that they're going to have water on their property if we do this, and whether or not that's going to be acceptable. I mean, that's where it's going to go, isn't it?
They're already going to have water on their property.
No matter what.
No matter what. I mean, if we don't do anything, they're still going to have water on the property. They're just going to be unable to get out at some point in time.
Just check into it and give us a report back is the best thing I'd say.
I would suggest that too.
Randy, you also had included here dirt agreement?
I had one dirt agreement. I don't know if I brought that with me. I may have to bring that.
We've got two.
Do we have it?
Right. You've got two?
I had one.
Here it is, Randy. Doug Hirsch?
Yeah, that's one on Timber Lake.
That's the only one we've got in front of us.
Does he work for us, the Hirsch?
No. His dad retired. He used to work for us, was a mechanic at Buchanan.
Yeah.
What project is this? Where we work? It's just whenever we have
just
access.
Whenever we're doing maintenance in that area, ditch cleaning, whatnot, it gives us a location so we don't have to build up stockpiles.
I didn't know if there was a specific project we're working on or getting ready to work on.
So. Yeah, right now, no.
Motion to enter into a field dirt agreement between Taney County and Doug Hirsch.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to enter into a field dirt agreement between Taney County and Doug Hirsch as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Randy, you need to get with the boys on Mount Branson. I think they have another dirt agreement that they need.
I got one. I was. Okay. I think Kathy was going to take it to Nikki to try to get it. I didn't know if it had to be scheduled, but I did receive another one this morning.
Well, you got dirt agreements on here, so I thought if it was available.
This one was J.J. Highway area is where this one was at.
You talked to me about it.
Okay, I got that took care of. The next item, you may want to reschedule a hour or so long meeting because it's road petitions, or you're wanting to know kind of the process on what we do with road petitions. But if we go through, I have 17 roads basically sitting and waiting right now as far as discussion
and
review.
Mr. Erickson, is there something you guys are working on together?
I just wanted to drill about these couple of these bids and if there were any questions that came up that we talked about before we came in here. But yeah, if we're going to road petitions, I'm done.
Well, is there something else? What else? So you got your answer on the bid.
Right.
Is there anything else? I just want to make sure. I
wanted to make sure you were taken care of.
So you can go back to.
Thank you.
Just trying to think of you.
Well, here's what I would like to do with these road petitions.
No, not yet.
Thank you, Ron.
I would like to consider these road petitions, but if we're going to do and get an evaluation on these other two projects that are an existing problem,
right?
I'd like to know what those costs are. As we've done in the past, Jim, and I think the last 2 years, we have set out a certain amount of mileage or number of dollars to be spent on road positions. Right. If we have these two particular spots, it's going to take some time and some dollar. I'd like to know what those, how they affect what we would take in as road petitions, because we have mileage that we've considered the last 2 years.
We have. I mean, I think what we're also hearing is the process, and there's a little bit of confusion on, you know, if someone says I want a road taken in, what's the official process? How can we change the process to make it better? Randy and his staff is probably looking, what do I tell the people?
Yeah.
I mean, I think before we start talking about specific roads, I think we do need to have a pretty good discussion about what do we want to change? I mean, do we want to establish money or miles as an issue for us?
And as we went through a work session before, Jim, we took and considered the amount of miles, mm-hmm. which roads were closer to being to a standard that we could feel comfortable with getting the most miles to the citizens of the county. Not particular roads, but those that we thought would benefit the majority of the county for
right.
the least amount of money spent. We had a process. I'd like to go back and kind of look and see how we actually maybe even pulled some minutes on those and see how we figured that two years ago when we started.
I think it was 2 years ago we just said we're going to take X amount of miles or X amount of dollars
right.
that we're going to spend.
And I'm ready to look at those. Some people had asked, now, I read this morning where we had a scheduled meeting at Savannah Place that we haven't scheduled yet.
Right. We have
need
not.
To go look at those roads to make a decision if one or all of that particular subdivision needs to be taken in.
Right. Well, and that's part of those that conversation we need to have is, you know, what are we at financially to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Randy, will you provide for me during this discussion that they're having a copy of what our existing written policy is?
Okay.
A listing of the roads and when those road petitions were submitted to the county for consideration.
Right here is our current policy.
Well, what took you so long?
Huh?
Well, just asked you 4 seconds ago.
It was handled jointly at one point in time with the commission office or our office, and right now I think it's pretty much we give out the road petition. It's up to the people to fill out the petition, and we give them a full packet so they know the process and what's
the
required
width requirement that's through P&Z on a road.
Well, we've got 40-foot easements and 50-foot in subdivisions.
Depends on what the road
right.
usage.
Depends on what it is.
If it's a new subdivision, they'll have criteria to follow. If it's if the people live on a road that's been in existence for a number of years, there's basically it's stated in there.
And 40-foot in non-subdivisions.
Mm-hmm. Our road standards not?
They don't correlate with the P&Z, and that was a change that was going to be made that I brought up the other night.
Yeah. Basically, that was pretty much adopted because there were a lot of the roads were older existing roads, and for them to have a chance.
Is that my copy, Randy?
Yeah, you can have that.
Can I go back to one thing? Here's the other DIR agreement. Can I just go ahead and do that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Motion to enter into an agreement between Taney County and Doyen Booth for the field DIR agreement.
Yeah. Doyen Booth, and they want to clean the ditches, and it's on the chip seal prepare, and second.
Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the field DIR agreement between Doyen Booth and Taney County as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carries.
The biggest question I get as far as petitions from the public is what chance does our road have at being taken in, or can you get, well, I mean, every road's got a good chance or good opportunity, but.
There's so many differences.
Yeah,
some people have a large investment in their road trying to get it ready. Other people have none. and they come and request that the county build a road. And that's not what this is set up for. We're not in the road building business. We're in the road taking in maintenance business. And so that's where it runs into a problem. And over the years that I've been here, there have been lots of roads presented that weren't roads. They just needed, they wanted a road built. And so we have to review every one of them and take them up on their own merit.
Let's, I agree with your comment a while ago. We need to schedule this for another time when we have okay. plenty of time to discuss the petition roads. Mm-hmm. Is that agreeable
yep.
with everyone?
Yeah.
Unless you gentlemen have something to bring up, the rest I've got needs to be in exec session.
That pertains to road and bridge?
Yes.
Motion to go into executive session for personnel for section 610.021.3.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded for Taney County Commission to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021 subsection 3. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Bon aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.